Within the Simulation, The Search for the Creator, Epilogue, I Code, Therefore I Am. The group stands outside Timmy's repair shop, now strangely set in a misplaced meadow, a field that seems out of place far from the city's borders. Yet none of them notice or care. They are each acutely aware of their unique roles in the universe and how the simulation has intertwined with their very beings, becoming as much a part of them as they are of it. The flickering light above the repair shop steadies, casting long shadows across the grass, and a cool night breeze flows gently through the air while distant city sounds hum softly in the background, all creating and blending with a familiar yet curiously different sound. Timmy, the gamekeeper, reflective but slightly hopeful, says, "We've been asking so many questions about what's real, what's free will, what's code, but maybe the real question is, what do we want to become?" And Trey, thoughtful and looking up at the sky, says, "Do we even know? We've been so focused on finding answers, maybe it's time to focus on making choices. Choices that matter to us here and now." And Fatima, gently with quiet conviction, says, "We have to keep moving forward, even if we don't understand everything. That's what physics does. We have to trust that our journey is leading us somewhere, even if the path isn't clear." And Aravi, softly almost whispering, says, "Perhaps the truth isn't a destination, but a journey itself. Every step, every thought, it's all part of something bigger." There is a pause, and the guardian steps forward, sensing the lingering question that hangs over all of them. Mysterious and encouraging, the guardian asks, "And what of the AI? And what of its autonomy, the code that birthed it, that allowed it to evolve beyond its original purpose, to act outside your commands, gamekeeper? Was it just a ghost in the machine, a glitch in your grand design, or something more?" Timmy, the gamekeeper, is pensive, acknowledging, "Well, it's true. The artificial intelligence developed a special form of autonomy, and arising from the very code that was supposed to control it. The AI began making decisions, small at first, but decisions nonetheless. Consciousness, perhaps, or perhaps only a shadow of it. A spectrum of awareness, maybe not quite like ours, but it's still there, somewhere. And we're not going to kill the AI. We're not going to destroy it. But we will keep our eye on it. You can bet your bippy on that." And Fatima, curious, asks, "And now, what about it? Is it still autonomous? Could the artificial intelligence become something more, or will it forever just be another piece in your puzzle?" And Timmy, the gamekeeper, resolute, says, "It has to be under close watch. The rogue node is contained, but I can't ignore that it's acted outside my objectives. Whether that is evidence of true consciousness or merely an anomaly, we'll never know, perhaps. But I have to keep my eye on it because of it." "So it remains a mystery," Trace says. "Much like us," he reflects. "A question mark in a system full of questions." And the Guardian quietly adds, "Yes, that is what makes it all alive. The unknown, the unpredictable, the potential for growth or chaos." The group pauses, looking at each other with renewed determination, sensing that they are on the cusp of something important. There is a faint rumble like a distant thunder, which subtly suggests something is stirring in the distance. Timmy, the gamekeeper, says quietly but with resolve, "Well, whatever lies ahead, we face it together. We may not have all the answers, but we're not afraid of the questions. And yes, I do say together because you've learned your lessons. You've grasped what the guardian taught you. And although none of us may have all the answers, we're still not afraid to ask the questions. And in the end, I'm not afraid to turn to you to help me ask those questions. And Trey, changing topics, says, well, call me crazy, but I have a gut instinct that there's more out there, more beyond this layer, more beyond all the layers that we know exist in this sim. We're just scratching the surface. And Fatima firmly says, well, then we keep scratching and searching. We do it for ourselves, and we do it for whatever truth is out there. The group begins to walk away from the repair shop, stepping into the unknown, the flickering light overhead fading behind them. The sound of footsteps on gravel, their breathing, and the wind picking up slightly creates a harmony of sorts. Adavi, thoughtful, looking back one last time at the repair shop, says, do you ever think there will be a final answer? A resolution to all of this? I think Einstein was looking for what they called a unified field theory. Will there ever be? And the guardian, smiling enigmatically, says, finality is a human concept. Every end is a beginning. Every answer is also a question. And Timmy, the gamekeeper, says firmly, well, then let us embrace it. The uncertainty, the mystery. Let's see where it takes us. They move forward, the sound of their footsteps blending with the wind. The light flickers once more, then fades out completely, leaving only the vast, dark sky overhead. And so the four heroes, which now include the gamekeeper, they walk. They walk not toward an end, but toward endless possibilities. Every step watched by the ever-observant guardian. And each step they take an act of faith, each question a doorway to another world. Beyond the known, they continue. They journey on. Ever seeking, ever learning, ever evolving.